Hello, friends, and welcome to day 42 of Lent, where we continue to reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten sermons. Mm-hmm. It is Holy Week. It's Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we're going to get into some good stuff. So thanks for being with us. Janelle, do you want to go first?
Sure, I'd love to. Some persons attached to this world would wish that there was no such thing as death.
I would have to say I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
I feel like we see it everywhere now. It's like nobody wants to die. I mean, we should have a desire to live, but there is a great fear of death, and we see it every time you look at any type of media outlet. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody wants to die. I remember something that my uncle, who was a priest, he has since passed away. He said one time at during a homily at a funeral, he said, if you think back, let's just say like a baby within the womb of its mother, that child is not going to willingly want to leave the womb. It loves the womb. It knows the womb. That's its comfort. But once the baby is out of the womb, does the baby want to go back into the womb? Obviously not. And he made that kind of example when thinking about heaven. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Once we leave this earth, we know this earth, this is all that we know, but once we're in heaven, are we going to want to come back here? Obviously not. So anyhow, I just feel like we don't give heaven the weight that it's worth. You know, we are just so attached to this world and to the relationships that we currently have here that it's just like we have this unrealistic fear of death.
There's one particular paragraph that stood out to me, and I just want to break down each sentence because I thought it was so good. Be particularly careful to unite yourself to God in the time of sickness. Infirmities prove the true lover. So my thought was, if we don't unite our sufferings to Jesus when we suffer, our suffering is wasted. And I think to myself, how often do I waste my sufferings? And the other side is, oftentimes I can't change the suffering that I'm going through, so I might as well make good use of it by giving it to Jesus and loving mm-hmm. him. Otherwise, I kind of waste the circumstance. Ask for nothing and take the remedies prescribed, however nauseous and painful. So I think St. Alphonse is making the point, if you're sick and your doctor prescribed you some medicine, take it. That's okay. That's good. Do not complain of anything. Be meek and thankful to all. That is difficult when you are suffering. Because when we are suffering, especially when we're selfish, we tend to turn in towards ourselves. I think suffering can form us, but it also can unmask us. See, Jesus didn't complain on the cross. He wasn't self-focused. He was other-focused. He was doing the will of God the Father. Mm-hmm. And you can see this in his words. He's not thinking of himself. Mm-hmm. He says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Resign yourself entirely to the will of God and offer yourself to suffer whatsoever he sends. Uniting yourself to Jesus on the cross, desiring not to descend from it so long as it is not his will. Content to even leave your life upon it, if such be his will. This is a challenging thing for me because when I find myself on my little crosses, my initial response is, I want to descend from this. Mm-hmm. I don't like this.
Get me out of here.
Get rid of this discomfort. And that's our first reaction. Mm-hmm. St. Alphonsus is challenging us and saying to accept what God sends us. Now, I think we should change what is in our power to change. But if there's certain things that are beyond our control, then we accept it and not fight it. The more we fight, the more we're going to hurt ourselves against that cross, I think, too. So I thought of Jesus on the cross. Did he have a desire to descend from the cross? And I never thought about this before. His desires were simply to fulfill God the Father's will. So it should be with us when we find ourselves on the crosses of life. Fix your eyes on the crucifix. And when you see that your sufferings are far less than those that Jesus suffered for your sake, you will bear the pains of sickness with great peace. And this is just a practical point. Look beyond ourselves. Look at Jesus. How could you do that? Just get a crucifix before you. Maybe pick it up and hold it in your hands. Mm-hmm. But place your mind upon what Jesus has done.
Yeah.
And that is our consolation.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking actually just recently how important it is to have crucifixes, not just a cross, mm-hmm. but crucifixes so that we can reflect on the passion of Christ, because that is how salvation is brought to us, is through his passion. Mm-hmm. So important. Tell me, were a mighty prince of noble birth, of immense wealth, of extraordinary beauty and holiness, to take for his spouse a poor, ignorant, deformed, ill-dressed peasant, and were he, by making her his spouse, to render her rich, noble, wise, and happy, what would she not do for such a spouse? She would do nothing else than thank him continually for his goodness towards her. And should it be necessary to suffer any pain for his sake, with what promptness and joy would she submit to it? I just think this is exactly what Christ did for us. Mm. He's completely given everything for us who are undeserving of it. And am I willing to lay down my life for his sake? Am I willing to become a martyr? Like all those martyr stories that we read earlier on. Or am I willing to have my reputation ruined or whatever humiliations might come my way? Like, am I willing to do that and to suffer for Christ? I hope so.
Okay, friends, thanks for watching. Pray along the rosary with us right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.